We have to consciously recraft our interior landscapes, but not in the shallow sense of the healing industry pundits. What if the single eye was shattered? The panopticon, that eye. And our own eyes became operable again. Wouldn't we test the air, water, and soils for pollution and poison with health in mind? Last week, we said about our doubt that we can turn to a new story in which we reproduce our lives without force. Quote, if I go in there, that this supposed rabbit hole, I'm out of control, unquote. And in listening to that, the conclusion changed in my mind to, if I go in there, I have to trust my brothers and sisters. It's not even so much that we are designed to be greedy, acquisitive, competitive, and violent, although the attempt is made, and is certainly true of their own tribe, Plato's tribe, but even more, that we are designed to believe that humans are inherently greedy, acquisitive, competitive, and violent. Bentham's constant question, how can the few control the many, while always telling themselves, as Alice Miller pointed out, that it was for our own good? He answered by saying, by controlling what we can think, which he believed he'd created the science of, to which he gave the name the logic of the will, which may be what Sun Tzu means by, quote, the ultimate strategy of war being to win a war without firing a single shot, unquote. Power's lexicon, or you could call it the moral universe of class, is premised on a definition of human nature crafted to reflect its own image, violent, competitive, greedy, acquisitive. And this is not greed for money, by the way, but greed for power. And we owe Shakespeare for showing us the single abyss underlying all forms of it, of greed. A recent Democracy Now! Reminded us that the historical rush to annihilate Christopher Dorner, the use of incendiary devices to burn structures in which people were sheltered to the ground, had precedence most notably in the assault upon the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas, and the bombing of the Move home in Philadelphia. These three cases are sufficient to illustrate a point Bentham makes as he explains his logic of the will, which we'll be exploring in subsequent shows as we drive home the point that power knows full well what it's doing and where it's going. The key question that preoccupied Bentham was, how do you control popular opinion so that people will give their obedience and governance can occur? He said that people will only believe a thing with certainty if that thing is confirmed, this is a quote, quote, confirmed by the reputed perceptions of all other men without exception, unquote. He went on to say that as long as there is this degree of control, that is to say, total control of our thoughts, power can even make us believe that which is contrary to physical reality and our physical nature as living things, particularly our need to be free.